Hey, what's up? Street Fight Radio. Thanks for tuning in. If this is your first time, I don't know how you found out about us. I hope it was good things. It wasn't just a link in a hit piece. But even if that's what it was, thanks for being open-minded enough to check us out. My name is Brett Payne. My co-host is Brian Quimby. We are recording live from Columbus, Ohio, during this new era of the Civil War. This new 2017 is on the horizon, and everything has flipped Street Fight. We've been around 6 years now. We've been telling people what's going on with this Donald Trump situation has always been going on, and now everyone is getting around to finally doing something about it, and we're ecstatic. We're ready to get our hands all hands on deck when it comes to throwing all of the captains off of the ship so that us deck swabbers can feast and have the gold to ourselves. We are recording from Brian's living room today, so it's going to be a different setting. I don't know if you can if that'll change the way it sounds or anything, but the vibe, this is the Brian Quimby living room vibe is essentially what we're recording in. It's a vibe.
Yeah, I think it's the upstairs vibe. We're in a living room, but this is kind of like my basement because I don't spend any time in my living room because I spend all my time in my bed, which is a lot more comfortable than a living room, really. I know a lot of people are like, don't go in your room and watch TV and read and do everything in your bed. But when you're like, I have a kid, man. I don't remember what it was like when the whole house was mine. You know what I mean? So I have to go to my secret hideaway every time.
Well, I think sitting on a couch, man, this is the way to record. We really got to get lazy boys for the downstairs studio. I really want to be in a relaxed position.
Me too. I always want to sit back. Like right now I'm hunched over the mic for the show, but you know, that's a small price to pay to do the show. It's very air conditioned in my house because I never stop the air conditioner.
We are, as always, giving you the two shows a week here free on the feed. If you want even more Street Fight, you can get that over at patreon.com for as little as $1 a month. You'll get bonus shows. We did a mailbag episode last night, handed out some advice. You got to pay to get advice from people this stupid. So please check us out, patreon.com/streetfightradio, to get the full rundown of how you can help us continue spreading this mess across the U.S.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are now on, this show's recorded on a Wednesday. It probably will come out on a Thursday. Don't they usually come out pretty much the next day?
Yeah, I try to get them out as fast as possible.
News is pretty fluid right now. So I don't think I think that's one of the weird things about podcasts is that it's impossible to be current. Like back in the day, like a Howard Stern would go on the radio during something, and what he was saying at that moment was the most current news ever. That is impossible to do with podcasting. That's something that, like, we lost when it became an on-demand culture. You know, I don't think anybody expects us to be smart anyway. But it's Wednesday night, and Baltimore took down all of their Confederate statues. And yes, it looks like this is a movement to take down statues.
It's happening. It's just quickly, rapidly happening. It's you know what it is? America is finally settling the Civil War. We live in a country full of denialist babies and white supremacists that have continued, never let this Civil War thing be over. They just came up with all these different groups to support them, and they had all these glowing reviews, and there's always a dipshit willing to go to Barnes and Noble to sign up for the next, like, Confederate War Journal. You know, like, people just can't get enough of that fucking war. And I think now everyone is like, okay, we're gonna stop doing this. The Confederate stuff is about slavery. Every state that seceded was on board for slavery. Those people were fighting for slavery. We don't need to memorialize them, you know? But yeah, it's just
somebody, actually, my favorite tweet now. I love when you see one of those tweets or like status updates that like sums up how you feel or sum something up in such a way that it feels devastating. You know what I mean? Something that's like, shit, that was 140 characters and he did better than I ever could. And they said, we don't memorialize the Holocaust by having statues of Hitler everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make much sense unless you understand what it is. And it's just exactly what this right wing thing has been forever. I mean, the original assholes back in the early 1900s were like, let's put up a fucking statue and tweak these SJWs.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, actually, absolutely.
They're going to start integrating schools. How about we have the Daughters of the Confederacy, you know, buy a whole brand new batch of statues?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't think that anybody's forgetting the Civil War. That's been a huge thing because I guess like their arguments are that we're going to forget history. They keep. We're talking Facebook. We're delving into what's going on Facebook, on Street Fight. That's something we do.
We haven't done it in a while, but it's social media civil war right now.
Well, that's our beat, right? It's how normal people talk about what's going on in the media. And every summer, racism bubbles up again. I mean, last summer was Ferguson, right? Maybe?
No, that was like several summers ago.
You know what, man? I'm old. It feels like the first Iron Man movie just came out recently to me.
Yeah, that was great. It's one of the best ones they've done.
Now we're almost to the end of a saga. You know what I mean? No, but...
You're right, though. It does seem the summer brings it out.
I know. Well, it's because everybody's outside having to see each other. That's the thing. We all have to see each other, and people have to see those statues. They're like walking by those statues, and they're like, you know what? Those things suck. I never realized how much I hated those. Like, I don't think that, like, because I've now seen a lot of articles pointing out where all the Confederate memorials are in the United States. Where I'm like, dang, I didn't know there was one there. I didn't know we had those. I really didn't know we had so many Confederate memorials in the North.
Yeah, in Ohio, even. We're doing pretty good.
That's definitely racism. Yeah,
there's a General Lee statue somewhere that we read about today.
Yeah.
I read about. I can't remember where it was at, though.
Yeah, and they did a lot of, like, there's people are now posting, like, there's this Confederate monument in California. And I'm like, what? I mean, what history are they trying to do here? Wow. So
yeah, it's we just have to put it to rest, man. It's wild because this is something that seems so easy, but a lot of people are really having trouble with it. They're like, I don't know what to say. I love the History Channel, you know. I hope they don't get rid of it on the History Channel. You know, I think people are worried that they're going to stop doing Civil War stuff on the History Channel now.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they think that it's just going to be forgotten. It's like, you know, these people walk by and they don't understand that they're making an argument for taking them down, because it's like these people walk by these statues and they're reminded of the history of it. And it really fills their heart with something. And it's like, well, if you were black, I mean, being reminded of that history is probably a lot different than if you're white.
Yeah. And they are like that Boston one is like an angel taking up a guy to heaven that was fighting to keep like people as property.
Yeah.
Like then, and we have like an angel. Oh, God forgives all sins, even the Confederate soldier.
Yeah.
It's like, where are these people guts? All these armchair people and all these intellectuals and the folks that just want everybody to have free speech. It's like, do you stand for anything? Or are you just trying to make sure nobody's paying attention to you doing nothing in the fucking background?
Yeah.
Just because your feelings hurt doesn't mean the statue should be taken down. It's like the statue never should have been put up. What about that? Why do we have a? Why do we? Are we memorializing some of this shit? Sure, I'm wondering if without those historical reminders, would we descend into slavery again? Do you think we would go into white slavery? Wouldn't we? Because if we didn't remind it, yeah, if we weren't reminded of our white history, we would get subjugated.
Yeah,
and we would then. That's white genocide.
I think the thing that's been getting to the the thing that's been getting to me the most is that it's like they're saying, like, I don't understand what we're erasing to them. Like, do we learn history through statues? Is that the argument? It's like, you know, we see those statues and then everybody knows slavery's bad.
Yes, that's the reminder.
Walk by this statue.
I don't even know. I always think they're slavery guys anyways. Like, when I was in D.C., I could never even tell the difference for the most part.
Well, that's been a big thing because Donald Trump is like, so what, you're going to start taking down Thomas Jefferson and George Washington monuments because they have slavery? And it's like, yeah that sounds like a good idea.
That's exactly what Conservative Daily is warning everybody's going to happen.
I think you could rename the Washington Monument. I don't think it needs to be, like, taken down. It's
cool.
Something.
It's something. There.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I worry. It's there, so it doesn't need to. Well, there's no reason to tear it down. That's just wasteful. But it could be repurposed.
Anything. Just give it a different name. You know, God's Dildo was one that I suggested earlier, but I don't think that would get through.
Flat Earth Observatory Tower.
Yeah. Go up there. You're never going to see the curvature up there. You go take a look.
And
I think, like, Mount Rushmore, my plan is to glue rocks back to
okay.
it. So it's just the original mountain.
Got
in
it.
In the end.
That makes sense. I like that.
Like, weld. I'm talking like a kind of a, not glue or weld, but like you would screw little holders in to each side, and then like a male holder on one side and a female holder. I know that's probably problematic. I don't know how they do that now since I don't work in those jobs anymore, but you know what I'm saying. So you get, and then you stick it on there and slide it on, and it's like, boom, covered their faces now, and it looks like the original mountain. That seems like a worthwhile endeavor to me.
Yeah. I would dump a couple bags of Quikrete down the side. Just keep pouring it down until it kind of just turns into a cliff face, you know, and then let erosion take care of the rest.
I like to think about how far the left is, in a way, how far this stuff has come, because in 6 years that we've been doing this show, we are in a way different spot now than when we started this thing.
I mean, probably in one... Well, okay, the disrespecting the shit out of America got really popular. Like, you know, even when like Black Lives Matter kicked off and Obama was still president. But the intensity and, like, the real life ramifications of this stuff has ramped up in the last year. So faster than anything I've seen.
I know. Cause there was a period where we were always like, what if somebody catches us being not patriotic on the radio and then puts us on the news and then everybody will want to kill us and stuff. And I'm like, now if somebody heard what we do on the radio, they'd be like, I like these guys. I'd like to join up with what they're doing.
I think, and it's rather common. I saw a soldier that I know, shared a meme that said, if you spoke up about this, and it had Kaepernick on there, and you don't have anything to say about this, and then it had like the dudes with the torches, and it's like, you're part of the problem.
You're racist. That is the thing. It's like I'm seeing so many people be like, you know what? I'm sick and tired of being called racist. And I'm like, well, you're defending a bunch of people that carried racist flags and signs, screamed racist things, and we're trying to, we're threatening people, and we're also trying to, like, rescue a racist statue. So excuse me if I think maybe you're racist, you know?
No, they just really want those people to go and have their demonstration, right? They just want them to go out there and scream all their hateful stuff.
Yeah.
We got to guarantee, we must protect that. It's so important. You know, that's like, it's the same thing. Everybody keeps talking about it, but that Germany issue where they're just like, you can't don't fuck around with Nazi stuff. They lost and it's over. And like, we have not slammed shut the door on the Confederacy.
Yeah.
I mean, your great grandpappy died from it, died fighting in it, really doesn't have to be honored in the public square. I don't think it's that important.
Well, I don't care about your great granddad.
Yeah.
They always say, I never owned slaves. So why don't you just get over it? And I'm like, why don't you get over your great grandpa? Who cares? Nobody, he doesn't affect anybody now. He's gone. He's dust. He got eaten by worms. He's dead. Your great grandpappy that got half of his head taken off by a big cannonball in the Civil War by Union soldiers is dead.
It just looks weird. Like, I mean, why? If I was decorating my house, I wouldn't put up. I'm not going to put up some awful image of somebody to remind me of how horrible human beings can get. Why would I do that?
Yeah, no, why? I agree. There's no reason.
And because the people that are going to these statues are Zig Heiling them.
I know.
And like the people that are fervent and the ones that are getting the most out of the statues are harnessing that energy for white nationalism.
I know. That is, it is like.
It's like either indifferent, they fucking bug you, or they're whipping you into a racist fervor.
Exactly. Yeah. They also want to, they're also trying to figure out left stat, what they think left statues to take.
They have no idea how nihilistic we are.
I know. They were like, we're going to tear down a statue of Lenin. And I'm like, all right, whatever.
Nobody gives a fuck. I don't
care about that statue.
People are trying to get health care and shit. Like, please spend all your time doing that.
Yeah, just, yeah.
Go cross out every communist logo you can find. Go buy up all the pins at a counterculture shop and throw them away.
Yeah, I don't have any respect for, I mean, I'm sure Lenin was a nice man, maybe, I don't know. Now I'm saying something that people are going to be like, he was disgusting.
Oh, yeah, I idolize nobody. That's fucking fool's game right there, yeah. And it's cool, like, I think that it's cool that statue is a piece of history, you know, in a way, because it was from a different time. That flimsy-ass statue that they took down is still cracking me up. They look like Laffy Taffy when it fell. Somebody was saying that, like, those things were, you know, those are the chintziest monuments you can get.
Oh, my God.
It's like, it could have basically been a Buddha statue from Pier 1 Imports. It's the same level of quality.
I know. It looked like it was aluminum foil. It's like somebody used aluminum foil to build a statue.
Somebody pulled a fucking driveway scam on them, on their statue.
I know. Hey, if you're looking for statues to replace these statues, Brett and I would love to put together
I have. We have an LLC. We can do official government contracts to replace these statues.
I'll get a really nice looking statue up there for you. I would just get a statue of like a diamond plate statue of like a Dodge truck or something and put it there.
That would be nice.
I know. That
everybody, a lot of people love a Hemi.
Yeah. I mean, I've been thinking a lot about
the statue.
Could you replace the statues with something?
Yeah.
And like,
I mean, there's
I want to come up with something that those people would be, I know I'm not trying to appease Nazis or anything, but something where they would just be like, fine, you can go ahead and put it up there. And the only thing I've come up with so far, classic rock guys.
That would be huge. That would be huge.
Yeah. Yeah. So like,
I don't think people would mind. Yeah.
No, they would help build one with like AC/DC.
Yeah, put a Jimi Hendrix put a huge Jimi Hendrix on top of that Robert E. Lee. The attendance to that park is going to skyrocket. There's going to be rock and roll picnics out there. There's going to be millions of dudes with bald spots and ponytails air guitaring in front of that thing.
Exactly. And I've had other ideas too, because I don't think it has to be a person.
Yeah, it shouldn't be. I want to get away from objects too, or from, I'm sorry, away from people and into objects.
That's what I was thinking about this Dodge truck.
Yeah,
I like a nice looking big, just like a really American looking pickup truck.
Yeah. We'd have to. I don't know. That would set off some wars, though. I think
you don't.
We would have to.
The truck, the Ford. By the way,
people split
do
it up.
Not like Fords, right? I didn't get a single thing about what people say about Fords.
That's because, well, Ford is because they're number one. So everybody Everybody talk shit about them. No, nobody said. Yeah, nobody just found on Road Dead was the. It was all we could get.
No, we're saying that like. Chevy, there's all kinds of sayings for why you like Chevy, none for Ford. And then we asked if there were any for Ford and didn't get a single response. So there aren't people.
Not a lot of proud Ford owners out there.
Nope. No, it was like a Buick. You don't like see people running around screaming about their Buick. Maybe in, I mean, if you want to be remembered about bad history, maybe a Grand Am statue for anybody that's had one of those.
Yeah, I think maybe some of the major American cars, we could take care of 5 or 6 different sites because we got to fill up like 200 spots. So there should at least be like an old Honda Civic, man, that like late 80s, early 90s Honda Civic. So many people rode in one of those. Like that would be another good car to have like a statue for.
Yeah. Yeah, car statues, animal statues. I love, people love it. Just put that dog on there.
Yes. Put, who else could you do?
The Yokiero Taco Bell dog. People love that from my generation.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think that one crosses cultural lines.
Where's the beef lady?
Where's the beef lady? A classic ad, classic advertising. Yeah, that's our culture. That's American culture that we want to celebrate. Celebrate like Dinty Moore chili or something. That's kept a lot of us fed. That's been way more nutritious than Confederate soldiers.
Yeah. They can put those, they're saying like they can put them in a museum, but everybody knows they're so junky that no museum would want to have them.
If they did the cast of Final Fantasy VII, it would go nuts.
Yeah.
If they did a Final Fantasy, they just did in like their fighting forms and you could go out there and take pictures with them like you were going up against them in the game and shit.
That's for the Pepes. That's like,
that'll get the Pepes.
That'll get
you're
the
right.
Pepes on your side. They'd be so excited. Cause I don't think like, I don't think my father-in-law would go. See
yeah, that's
that.
True.
Like when I think about my, when I think about who, cause my father-in-law's freaking out about this kind of stuff. Cause he's a history guy. He like is the type of dude that like will go to Gettysburg and kind of stand out on the battlefield and say he can feel the old spirits of the battle.
breathing in deep, a lot of musk.
Yeah.
A lot of blood in the soil. I can smell the iron.
One of the first political things he told me about was that he would never buy a Saturn because they built their factory on a Civil War battlefield.
And that might like, give it extra powers.
That's true.
I mean, ghostly shit is always
kind of a
bonus.
A Jonah Hex car or something.
Yeah. Some sort of spirit shield or something, you know?
That's sweet. I didn't think, but he was all mad about that. And yeah, I keep thinking, like, what would he want? What would he want there? You know?
He would want the Who.
Oh, my God. You have no idea. You're exactly right. A Celtic rock band, like a monument to Celtic rock music he would love. Like maybe just like a shamrock and a big tall can of Guinness would
okay,
get a lot of
with like a
people.
Bagpipe.
Yeah.
In Boston.
Yeah.
That's
they
what they get
that.
Instead. Yeah. You just get a gigantic Celtic rock dad tribute.
Just a big tall cold beer. Like it's
yeah.
Looks like a frosty beer.
They did like an infinity beer that just flowed over itself. Like an infinity flame thing.
Well,
and
yeah,
then you could just go there and do a
beer.
Toast.
Yeah. I guess, man. Yeah. I'd
I mean,
be down
that
with.
Would
that's
work.
A lot of beer, though, dude.
What?
Are you talking about like infinity as in they just keep using the same beer over and over again?
So what kind of statues do we need to appease the Confederate moms out there?
Oh, man. I don't know. I mean, I can only speak.
Firefighters?
Yeah, hunky ones.
Hunky
though.
Firefighters.
Make sure they're hunky. I know that like
hunky firefighter statues, I can do with that. I can deal with that.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be great with that. I mean, I would visit that more than I ever would some historical guy.
Right.
You know? Hunky firefighters. I like this. Write this down for the Patreon subscribers. Maybe we could get a hunky firefighter statue sticker or something.
Maybe a good casserole.
Yeah.
Like a nice, big, just really not too wet, perfectly crunchy cereal on the top casserole.
I mean, my experience with grandmas is like if you could figure out some way that like maybe with a video, just like one of those picture frames that runs through all the pictures that you load into it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, like a Kodak thing?
Yeah.
So you could hook your Wi-Fi up to it, and you could be like, oh, look at that. And you have your pictures on the memorial for like when you visit it.
Yeah, just an enormous one. I'm talking
like
a
one of
big one.
The Kodak keychain. I know what you're talking about. That's a good idea. That would be great for Confederate moms.
They would love it. They would love it. And they wouldn't be mad. And we could all use it, too.
Yeah, yeah. I think we would all share. We would, like, find common ground there.
Yeah. Yeah. What if it just runs through all the grandchildren of the country? Like, maybe.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing. We just all the cute kids in America right now.
Yeah,
all
they would let you know when yours was going to run through. They would have like an algorithm to figure out when yours goes through, and it can be like a pilgrimage for like groups of people to go to this thing. That's the most American thing I've thought of on this show. I believe that's actually a thing that's probably possible.
Yeah, I mean,
like the new atomic clock.
You can buy a t-shirt when you're there of it. They'll sell you a limited edition t-shirt. Can only be printed at the top of the mountain.
Of put your that baby one, picture.
Put that one at Mount Rushmore.
Quick. Or Stone Mountain. We got to replace Stone Mountain.
We can buff that out.
We can.
That one can be buffed out.
God, my dream is to watch somebody up there buffing it out. Like
just like,
you know, up there. Just the construction guys come in that day. They set everything up. They get a scaffold. They get up there and they just spend all day. But I would watch that the whole day. It would be the most satisfying thing to watch.
Yeah. They did such a terrible job raising us. They did such a terrible job imbuing any of the respect or any of the rules, because none of it makes sense to any of us. Like, we can't go along with this shit because we are not that tied down to a stupid fucking war that happened 200 years ago. You know, we aren't to the point where we are feel it's important to have to honor the people that fought that war. Like, what the fuck does it matter? What the fuck? It has zero fucking bearing on. Well, I guess it actually doesn't, because we never really took care of it. So now it is good that we are finally going to settle the Civil War once and for all. I'm kind of proud of millennials for doing that.
Yeah, people have been trying to do that forever. You know,
they've been it's been swept under the rug.
Yeah. Yeah, it has been. It's just there. It's still going on. They let those guys put up their monuments. Like, you don't let the losers of anything. The losers doesn't get the title at the end. He doesn't get to have a statue or anything. That's not the way history works. Like, that when you're talking about history, I mean, they don't have a monument to Hitler in Germany. You know, they don't have a monument to any of that stuff. Somebody showed where he died. Somebody showed a picture of the place where Hitler shot himself. And it was like a green space, like a really crummy green space, too, with like that people had walked through a bunch and stuff outside of some shopping center. It was just pure. There was no marker on it at all. You know, and I like that kind of thinking. I don't think Germany hasn't accidentally slipped back into Hitler stuff because they're not memorializing that. You know, I think it's perfectly reasonable.
I don't know. I don't know. The jury's still out on that one, Brian. We'll see. We'll see. I'm just saying we want to make sure these guys get their free speech.
Yeah.
And their monuments.
So we're going to, I know it's not good to, we got to live in this world in harmony. And sometimes we got to give a little bit, and we just got to let them probably. No, because if you let them decide who goes there, they just pick another racist. Tim Allen and like Glenn Beck, or they just, I mean, they're, yeah, we can't let them pick. We got to pick. That's for sure. So, yeah, these guys, it's
Bibles, dude, the Bible memes. What if we did some Bible statues? I'd give up. Some people, atheists are screaming right now, but I would let them put up some Christ shit, man. Get some Jesus statues up there.
If they just replaced them all with Jesus, there's no way that they could be mad about it.
That's true. We would back them into a corner. Well, we could really tweak them because we'd make it like all kinds of different Jesuses.
All kinds of races, different Jesuses.
Yes.
Yeah,
fuck
just every
up.
Single kind
every
of
every kind of person.
Jesus. A punk Jesus.
Yes.
Just every kind.
Everybody can be Jesus.
Yeah, I like that idea.
That's American,
man.
As apple pie.
So now they're big. So the new argument is out.
Oh, really? Just hot off the presses?
Just hot off the presses. The conservative sites have figured out that there's a thing going on with statues, and they've figured out that they have to make an argument. Okay. So this is the new one. Martin Luther King Jr. was against gay marriage. Should we take his statue down?
Got him.
I don't think anybody's going to. I think there's a million arguments against why you would do that. Again, though, it is a statue. I mean, whatever. You know, it's not actual Martin Luther King. Okay? It's just a statue.
Yeah, and I don't think he actually effectively did anything to with those beliefs.
Did he ever say, I bet you they're just assuming that he was anti-gay marriage too, that there wasn't some sort of that they're just assuming, like, well, he was alive back then, so he would have been against it.
Yeah, he was a good Christian man.
Were they commenting on it back then? I'm going to look this up.
You want to Snopes it?
I'm Snopes it.
No, don't do Snopes. That's paid PSYOP.
By the Martin Luther King Jr. By family.
The family.
I just don't get why they...
They got to, man.
And now the whole
they just
fight.
They just don't like us. It's all it comes down to. What it always is they just want to make us mad, and they don't want to get along with us.
Yeah.
They think we're all, like, depraved... psychotic people.
Yeah, now they're also like having a tough time because they've been calling us snowflakes and saying they were gonna beat us up forever, and now they keep going out in the streets and getting their asses kicked. And you're like, what is it? Which is, like, you can't be afraid of somebody that you think is that delicate, I guess, is what I'm saying. I don't think Martin Luther King ever commented on being against gay marriage. There's a bunch of articles saying, would Martin Luther King have been against gay marriage? But that's a whole different thing from just assuming it because you think, because it's like, did they think everybody back before the Civil War was okay with slavery? It's like, well, they never straight out said that they were against slavery, but you can assume they probably weren't.
Yeah, that's awful. I don't know, man. They get away with so much nowadays. It's infuriating because you don't really have to back up what you believe, you know? It's just what you believe.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. The thing that worries me most is this turns into a fight about statues.
Right, right. Instead of, like, the, yeah.
Yeah.
The history of Confederacy.
It's already most of the argument is about statues. Like, you're seeing the, like, people saying, what are you going to take down the Rocky statue? Like, that doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about right now. What did Rocky ever do to anybody? He was pretty mean to Adrian at times, though. I've seen the movies.
Yeah, he's not a perfect man.
He's
not a perfect man.
He's
flawed. I have to say, I think I definitely tried to get the scoop on even people that that I admire, and I never saw anything about Martin Luther King that said anything like that.
No. So that's our arguments. The statue arguments are happening. I think we already said this on the Colin show, but I just want to say...
I feel like it wasn't as thorough. Well, no, we weren't even talking about... You're right, we switched to statues. I was just talking about conservative ideology earlier this week.
Yeah. So, I just want to say, like, the Heather Hare, like, I'm still, like, pretty... That makes me more worried than anything, that people are, like, going to die out there, you know? And so, let's all take care of each other. I guess, is my final statement on the subject. Like, let's all make sure we're taking care of each other out there, because they don't care if we die, and neither do the police. And, I mean, we're kind of on our own out there. So always remember that when there's a march or a protest or an action happening and you're thinking, like, should I go there? Yeah, well, you got to go now.
Actually. And actually, the more of us there are, the safer that it is. Because if 10,000 people showed up to drown out like 500, 600 people, they wouldn't be able to do anything. Like, there would just be, it would be pandemonium. If they didn't get swallowed up, there's just nothing that could be done. You wouldn't be able to drive your car or anything at anybody. So the more people, the better is how I feel, too.
Yeah, I mean, when they did that solidarity march the other day, I didn't have any reason to believe that anybody counter-protesting to that was going to show up. And there were anarchists there, so I felt pretty safe because they're always willing to put themselves on the line. You know, I always feel like, well, I can take my family to this because the anarchists are there. If somebody gets in a fight, it's going to be them. It's not going to be me, you know?
That is true.
But if I'm not with my family, there is the distinct possibility that I could end up in a fight.
Yeah, that I have to stick my fingers up somebody's nose and pull as hard as I can.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to bring up a subject that I said. I want to bring up, I don't like to read tweets that I did, but this was something, a thought that popped into my mind as I was walking through downtown Columbus. Another thing that you could do to get cities to take down these statues, which, by the way, Columbus State, take down the Christopher Columbus statue. Come on, you know?
Yeah, Columbus thing is a thing. Look it up on Teen Vogue.
Yeah, Teen Vogue's where Brett... Teen Vogue is Brett's, like, communist manifesto now. Like, all you spend all your time reading Capital and stuff like that, well, Brett just keeps up with Teen Vogue every day.
Yeah, I have to stay relevant.
It's the perfect kind of news for you. It's like I get all my political news from there because it's stuff I agree with said in a way that I like.
Yeah, it's mad. That's how I always feel. It's mad easy to understand, yo.
That's how I feel when I see it too. I'll read those articles. I'm like, it sucks that people won't share Teen Vogue articles. You know, probably because they don't want people to be like, why are you reading? Because normal people don't know that Teen Vogue is actually doing good stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. Since going online.
What's wrong with regular Vogue that they can't get on it? That's just like every other family, you know?
Yeah.
The teens got to be the ones doing all the work. And I saw Alex Nichols, Lowen Chaffin, wrote an article about how, like, at what point are we going to realize that the students are always right? Like in 1968, the students were right. You know, they were the ones screaming about stuff.
Right.
And the civil rights movement was started on the campus and happened because people were agitating just like they are now, you know? And like, the Vietnam War, that's what it is. They said the students were protesting the Vietnam War and people didn't listen to them. The students were protesting for civil rights and nobody listened to them. Like they were protesting against Jim Crow. And it's like, man, you know, I'll bet every time they say it's because they're whiners, but I can say that like the more you just learn about America, no matter which way they tell you, the more you're just like, this is nothing to be proud of, you know?
Well, a lot of stuff has to change. I mean, it's just, I think that a lot of people aren't going to come over to our side because you want to say to them, give up your white right-wing ideology. Stop hating immigrants. Stop doing all of this white nationalist shit. Just go on your own. Think for yourself and stop getting whipped up into a frenzy. But I mean, people don't want to be pushed to that place. You know, people don't want to say like don't want to do the research for themselves or live in a way that is actually in accordance with their politics, especially when you can just stay on your phone and get paid really well and do your politics by donations and shit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. They won't do that. I don't think.
What?
I don't know. You just lost me there.
Sorry.
When you asked what? I was like, what? I think we both just forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah, I'm just saying that like the activism that happens is something that I already forgot. You're right. I forgot.
Well, you know what? We were going to move to another story because we're a lighthearted show, too.
I know.
I think we actually did do some jokes. So I'm not worried that we just ranted forever.
No. I mean, I don't mean to tell people what they already know.
Yeah.
But I do have to get it out for myself to make it sense.
I think
least.
I want to make sure that we're saying, like, your presence is needed. If you're able to be there.
Oh, yeah. And young,
it's a good experience. Please do. Please be there. And young people are always right. That's the other thing.
That's what it was. Yeah. I mean, they seem to at least they have the time and the energy and like the willingness. Like, you know, we meet so many people that are like working all day long on all kinds of different things, you know, and there's also definitely there's people way older, too. I mean, a lot of DSA people have folks, you know, 70s and 80s that are still holding it down. But it's just that the group gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And maybe if we were to engage with more young people when they do have all of this energy and time and stuff, we would get more out of them and they wouldn't, you know, if now there's a lot of places for them to go and use up this energy, you know,
And they're horrified, too. And it's like, well, so many people are so horrified. I feel like if we were doing as many sort of gatherings about this thing as we can now, then you have more of a chance of sweeping people up into it. Like, right. I don't know how you make something available for people to do every single night of the week. That's fairly simple to do. Like if you can maybe have a space in your city where stuff is always happening would be really great. You know, that's one of the things I think about. So like, I don't know. I know how hard it is and discouraging it is to put up a bunch of actions, you know, to put on things like poorly attended things, but maybe being a little more physically available for people is the best thing that we could be trying to do right now. Like the more you're in groups of people, the more things are going to get done more. And I don't know how to do it.
I mean, it is snowballing right now.
Yeah. I don't know how to do it. I'm really excited about the Atlanta show because I think a lot of people are going to get it was the same thing with Chicago. It's like these rooms at our shows where I get to talk to all these like really bright, excited people when they're shit-faced drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
And telling me, you know, what they think the issues are and what needs to happen. I'm like, man, I wish there was a way that we could have, like, how come there aren't, there was in Milwaukee when we were there, but I just think, like, not there's not really a radical bar scene. Like, the way, I don't know, Do you ever think about that? Like, you used to talk about when you started doing the DSA, you wanted there to be a place that people that are on the left and atheists, obviously, usually, you wanted there to be a place like church where we could all meet up and talk to each other. Like, that was a good way to galvanize a community of people. But, right. Like, for people that don't want necessarily church but want to be in radical spaces, it would be really great if we could figure out how to collectivize like radical spaces, you know what I mean?
Like a bar
in different cities. Yeah. Like a bar.
Yeah. I mean, we've definitely met up with some folks that own bars that are left leaning and stuff, but the place we played in Milwaukee, River West
Public House.
Yeah. We like
co-op.
The guy that put on the show, he was one of the members of the co-op, and I talked to a few of them that were there that night, and like they were all enthusiastic as hell, and it was fantastic. I mean, it was a fucking great place to play.
Like, it felt like a really the part of town that it was in felt radical because of it. You know, there was a lot of graffiti over there and a lot of stickers that and like paintings on the side of buildings and stuff that had radical messages. And it felt like really vibrant there. I was really grateful that we got in there to do that show because seeing that place got me thinking a lot about, man, if there was just places where we could all go and demonstrate how useful we are to society and like party, because they were doing things like $10 for a beer and a haircut at that bar.
Yeah, they did and that night. Like that. Yeah, it was $10 for a beer and a haircut. There's also, if you go into Franklinton, that upside down coffee place, they have some photos of an old socialist meeting building that was down on Broad Street.
Yeah.
And they have preserved some of that history. And I know, I have to say, in my opinion, if Instagram is any sort of indication, Rehab is where every lefty drinks in Columbus. I've seen some heavy hitters go there to talk about shit. But it's not a co-op, and it's not officially like courting those people. As far as I know, it's just where everybody likes to go.
Yeah, and it's not also its stated goal isn't this. We're here to do politics and have fun.
If I could buy into a fucking bar though, and like just get beer, like, you know, for a decent price as a member, I would just go to one bar.
You would only be like, you're saying if we started a bar co-op,
bar pass, here, yeah, man,
you would buy into it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. How do you go about doing that stuff? Ever since we first started, before we started doing Street Fight, right? We had talked about how do you start doing collective stuff? Like, how do you even organize something like that? How do you make something like that happen?
Yeah.
It seems almost impossible. But now the longer we do this and the more people I'm talking to and the ways that I see things, the way things are moving, man, to have truly left spaces, co-ops are a really perfect thing to do because it attracts leftists. You know?
There are groups that are organizing around that stuff and have a lot of information, though, to spread about that. I just don't know how you make it a bigger reality or like a trend. You know,
because, man, if me and you had a space that we could just do stuff in town, I feel like I could at least have 3 days a week where people would definitely want to be there, you know, and that's what we need. I feel like just building coalitions as much as we can. You know, I have seen people at our shows like get together and talk to each other and exchange information and come up with ideas. And I'm always like, well, I feel like that's something that is important. You need a place for all these people to go where they're letting their hair down, not necessarily not hair. I don't have any hair. I always am worried that I'm not including somebody. If you haven't noticed lately, I'm always like, oh, God, are there people that don't have hair that are sensitive about it? So, yeah, but I'm just like, man, that's what we need. That's what we need, people for use of a disgusting word, we need to get people a little lubed up.
I think, the only thing that makes, it's just effort is the only thing that makes that stuff work. Yeah. You really got to find a way to work together and just get things done in regards to paperwork and like money and tracking all that stuff. You know, the problem is that like most businesses are set up to make money. That's the endeavor, you know?
Yeah,
but to figure out to reorganize those, I think this could start off very small. This could start off very informally, but I would love to see a local ride share where you offer your time and then you're able to request rides later on. You know,
that cuts out Lyft or Uber.
Nobody makes money
or whatever that jitney.
Yes.
Called it one time.
Yes, the hopper cart jitney.
There's a new one now that's a commercial mobile too. It's these ugly cars with like commercials pasted
great
to the sides of them.
Hey, can you believe this is free? And it's like, yeah. Now I'm looking at a gigantic cell phone ad.
It's
Thanks.
Just ugly too. It's not like there's any. It's not like they're like, let's make this aesthetically pleasing. They just paste whatever the ads for the time are right next to each other on it. So it just looks like a big mess of advertising.
Rosati Windows is having a special this weekend.
I don't really like
I hate that. Man, that's why the internet's free too. It's just because it's covered in ads.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It doesn't seem you can choose to do something without
That's
ads
true.
On
That's
the
true.
Internet, though. Yeah, the rideshare thing is really tough because,
what
like,
if they, wait, what if you could get ad blockers for Google glasses? Would you wear them? It'd be like reverse Obey glasses. They live glasses,
sorry. I don't think you
sorry.
Would see very... I think you would miss a lot of stuff in town if
That's
you
true.
Didn't... If you couldn't see logos and stuff like that.
Just ads on
just
buildings.
Just ads. Somebody one time did a I think a painting, or they did a Photoshop of the Columbus skyline with no advertisements in it, and it looked incredible to me. And then they also did one where they replaced them all with like hammers and sickles and anarchy signs.
Okay.
And it looked real. It looked so much, but it looked very different. You know what I mean? Like that Nationwide building says Nationwide enormous across, is emblazoned across the sky. You can see it from almost anywhere in the city.
Since moving back, my new fucking thing I hate the most is the bridge. They have a walkway
Nationwide
downtown
blue.
And it's Nationwide blue with a gigantic, it looks like a goddamn car hood ornament. It's just this gigantic metal emblem of this, the eagle and the N, and it says we're on your side or some shit like that.
It looks like it actually looks like that swastika you see blowing up on top of the building.
It looks yeah, it looks like that German eagle thing, that really sharp Mein Fuhrer eagle.
Yeah, and it's in it's funny because it's also like on Nationwide Boulevard next to like six Nationwide buildings, and I'm like, man, we just give these private interests like so much space. Like the footprint of that is enormous in this city. And then the other cool, big, interesting building is like for Huntington Bank and AEP. It's like these are all villains. Like all the logos on all the buildings are villain logos to me.
You think villains bring you banking and electricity, Brian? You consider them villains?
I do. I don't consider like AEP villains because they bring me electricity. I consider them villains because they charge me for it.
Yeah, and they advertise.
Yeah.
And they spend a lot of money doing a lot of stuff that isn't just getting the electricity.
No. You know, I love here, like that is one of those things that's like when you look into what some of the utility companies are doing and stuff, you're like, man, I mean, they could just be doing electricity.
Yeah, like, they could cut back on that actually and get their hands out of it.
Like they shouldn't have to do public relations. You know, why does the electric company have, they're always raising the rates though. And in Columbus, at least, there are people, there's always some ad on like all the newsstands in town that says like, do you want AEP to raise the rates again? And you're like, I don't ever want them to, man.
I don't think we have a choice.
I want to nationalize AEP. You don't have a choice. I told a story on this show one time about AEP. I sent an email about AEP mistreating me to the Public Utilities Commission, okay? And then the Public Utilities Commission sent, I mean, then the only response I got was from AEP that was almost like, why are you snitching, motherfucker?
Oh, yes. I forgot about that one.
Why you come to me? It's like, dang, what's the point of the Public Utilities Commission then?
Oh, I forgot about that. Mr. Quinby, we see you've requested more information. We can help you with that. You don't have to ask our dad.
Yeah. I felt like really chastised by that. And I was like, well, you can't beat City Hall because it's owned by AEP. We got a lot of heat, Brett.
Did we?
A little bit for our stair stance. What? Our stance on that old man of Peepaw building the stairs for people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Some people thought the stairs were shitty or something.
Yes. And this is where I'm going to defend myself. Okay. I would walk down those stairs and I would let my family walk down those stairs.
Wow.
Okay. So I don't consider them unsafe. Yeah. Yeah. I've walked on some pretty unsafe stairs. Like I've definitely been in situations where like, oh, I don't like doing this. You just got to adjust your behavior to them.
I put my foot through stairs.
Yeah.
And if I were to happen upon them, I would be able to know whether or not these were good stairs.
Could we just put a sign on the stairs that say these was built by a peepaw?
Yeah. Papaw steps. Use at your own risk. We could get someone to burn it into a piece of wood.
Papaw steps. Now if you take them down, you're gonna feel so bad.
Yeah, so
Papaw for taking, because that's what they would name it, Peepaw steps.
He's gonna go on a Bush Light binge in the garage now because these damn kids don't ever appreciate what he does for them. I won't buy him the $300 tennis shoes, but I'll put some goddamn steps so they don't slip out there and bust their ass open.
I like Drew. I won't buy him the damn tennis shoes. Right, yeah. And I just, my larger point to that was like, just, I mean.
And if the $1 million steps, they can go in still, right? I mean, if everybody wants to
build
blow
them where they want to put those steps. People build them stubborn. Where they didn't want to put the $65,000. Where it's like, you want to put some $65,000 steps here? No, I won't allow it. I'll build my own crappy steps.
Yeah, yeah. I respect his right to protest that, though. Yeah, I mean, just that's how it is, man. Go to a different park.
I love that. I love the idea, though, that like people looked at the steps in the picture and they're like, buddy, those steps, you shouldn't walk
no
on
way.
Those steps. I don't have any regard for my safety. And that's something, if you're listening to this show, you need to think about. Like, I don't mind falling down. It doesn't bother me, man. I mean, a little bit more now that I'm older. I'm not as flexible. But still, man, I'll fall down. I don't care. And like you said, put a sign. You can put a sign there. I don't care if you put a sign there, but the steps are fine. We're not building $65,000 steps. That's what I'm saying, okay?
End of story.
I'm the dad here, and I'm saying I've been looking at the budget, and there's still homeless people.
Right.
So we need that $65,000 for something else. Peepaw over here said he would build them with his own money.
Yeah, happily. Needed something to do.
There, I solved it. I said I had to answer my critics when it came to Peepaw's steps. I want to talk about something right before we leave here that I got from Travis on Facebook, and this is like 2 weeks old, but I have been wanting to bring it up really bad. Did you see where people were buying fish antibiotics off of Amazon instead of going to the doctor?
Yes, this was pretty big, but I didn't hear anybody talk about it. But for that day, it was huge, and I was blown away because I spent the whole afternoon reading those reviews.
Right, and what it is the reviews were saying like their fish had a toothache. And that they needed to get, and we have, if you're a listener to this show and you've had any sort of a life, you've probably had one of those occasions where you need antibiotics and you ain't got that copay money. Because I know that I have been through those situations where I didn't have the copay money. I was like, what am I going to do?
Or the only doctor you can go to, you owe money to.
Yeah. Yeah,
the only person that can get you in. Yeah, so these fish antibiotics are apparently just the same as human antibiotics, and they seem to really do the trick. All of the reviews were, you know, like you said, my fish had a really bad nasal infection for over 2 months and couldn't get to the veterinarian. But these fish antibiotics really cleared it up. Just all of that. Hundreds and hundreds of 5-star reviews of people that are downing these fish antibiotics.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a smart idea. I'm going to go buy
some
fish
antibiotics
now.
I know. When I saw it, too, I was like, well, this would probably be good to have around the house. Like, when my tooth was going nuts before I could get into the dentist, like, it was all just an infection. If I would have had antibiotics, I would have been fine. I wouldn't have been in any pain.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they gave.
And they're like, they don't want you to be able to have the antibiotics, but I'm not just going to take them for fun. They don't do anything. There's all kinds of drugs for fun, and antibiotics is not one of them. They're the worst. They hurt, actually. They give you like diarrhea and stuff.
They are way too tight on antibiotics.
Oh, people, I don't think so. They're supposed to be tight on it. Then diseases get stronger. And we don't have antibiotics that can fight the diseases. It's a very delicate balance antibiotics. Yeah.
Everybody would just be munching on antibiotics if they were free.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because my wife is always like, oh, I wish I had, like, she'll have a sore throat. And she'd be like, it's probably strep. I could just take some antibiotics and kill it. And then she's, like, fine the next day.
I'm getting some of those. I'm going to put that on the Christmas list this year. Everybody's getting fish antibiotics.
I wish we could afford to send them to our Patreon subscribers.
I know.
Let's put fish antibiotics as a Patreon level.
Yeah, let's.
We'll just call it health insurance.
Exactly, the health insurance level.
The street fight health insurance plan.
Some of the money will go to us for our operations. Then you also receive... Well, we could just change it up to different kinds of natural medicines.
Yeah, weed, kratom.
Witch hazel.
What does witch hazel even do?
It cleans your face.
I don't know, man. Well, Brett, I think we did it this week.
That's a show.
Again, I always want to say, I just want to make sure that I let's get out in the streets. If the Nazis are gathering, we're gathering. And, come out on next Friday if you're in Atlanta or near Atlanta.
Yeah, August 25th.
Come to the Mammal Gallery, you dipshit.
August 25th, we're doing a live show. Be there. It's going to be awesome. Thanks for listening to the Street Fight, supporting what we do. We'll see you later.
Peace.